USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell walked out of a G20 meeting on Wednesday when the Russian finance minister started speaking. Yellen and Powell were joined by other world leaders, including the head of the European Central Bank, the Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, and Ukraine's finance minister. The federal government is jumping back into the mask mandate business. The Department of Justice on Wednesday said it will appeal a ruling striking down the mask mandate for public transportation after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention requested the appeal. Sarah Nelson, international president of the Association of Flight Attendants on the Hill website, says they were blindsided when the mask mandate was lifted this week.
They were told their job was to enforce this. They are supposed to have that standing in the cabin to keep everyone safe, and that really undermines their role.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A new bill to be discussed today in Florida is aimed at Disney's privilege.
The Florida Senate has passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, whose series of theme parks have, over the decades, transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After Netflix announced another rate increase, hundreds of thousands of subscribers quit Netflix, leading to a poor quarterly report. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman and his Pershing Square hedge fund lost around $400 million or more as it dumped its entire Netflix stake. The hedge fund bought about 3.1 million Netflix shares back in late January. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax says the weakness by the White House is empowering Mexican cartels to continue their dirty deeds. The White House commentary on Texas Governor Greg Abbott's order to send busloads of illegal immigrants to the nation's capital as a political stunt has the Attorney General shaking his head.
You know, that's a sad commentary on their view of what's going on at the border, that this is a political stunt. We're desperate for help. They refuse to give it. They're ignoring federal law. And we have long-term consequences. People are dying from drug overdoses. They're empowering the cartels. They're basically in business with the cartels because they incentivize the cartels to bring as many people to them. And they take the handoff and move them around the country. So it's devastating to our state. In the end, we're all going to be border states because these people are being transported by the administration in the middle of the night all over the country. And it will affect every state in this country.
President Vladimir Putin claimed victory in the biggest battle of the Ukraine war on Thursday, declaring the port of Mariupol liberated after nearly 2 months. Mariupol, once home to 400,000 people, has not only seen the most intense battle of the war, but also its worst humanitarian catastrophe. Hundreds of thousands of civilians were cut off from food, water, and power for nearly 2 months under Russian siege and bombardment. NASCAR racing goes big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.